All right, hello everyone. Everyone can kind of get to their seats and be seated. We're going to start the July 24th, 2025 Zoning Adjustment Board meeting. All right, let's see, and I will start off per usual by reading a now shortened public advisory. This meeting will be conducted in a hybrid model with both in-person and virtual participation. The teleconference will be recorded as any ZAB meeting is recorded, and all other rules of procedures and decorum will apply for ZAB meetings conducted by teleconference or video conference. Virtual participation. To access the meeting remotely, join from a PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Please use the URL which is in your agenda. If you do not wish for your name to appear on the screen, then use the drop-down menu and click on Rename to rename yourself to be anonymous. To request to speak, use the raised hand icon by rolling over the bottom of your screen. To join by phone, dial the number on your agenda and enter the webinar ID, which is also on the agenda. If you wish to comment during the public comment portion of the agenda, press star 9 and wait to be recognized by the chair. Let's see. All right. We have one more thing I know I need to read. Sorry, let me find it. There we go, public testimony guidelines. To speak at the public hearing, please submit a speaker comment card to planning staff prior to the start of the meeting. Those are these green cards right up here at front. So if you have anything to say about anything on the agenda or off the agenda, come and sign one of those, and then we'll give them to me. And if you're online, I will ask to raise your hand when the time is right. This meeting will be conducted in accordance with the Brown Act, Government Code Section 54953. Any member of the public may attend this meeting. The chair may limit the number of speakers and the length of time allowed to each speaker. All right, we will start with roll call and ex parte communications.
Good evening. When I call your name, please state present and disclose any ex parte communications. Commissioner Simon.
Present.
And then if you can say if you have any ex parte communications.
No communications.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Chair Gaffney.
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Thompson.
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Palmateer.
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Allen.
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Choi.
Present, no ex parte.
Vice Chair Young is not present. Commissioner Sanderson.
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Kashani.
Here, no ex parte.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Welcome everyone, and welcome Commissioner Simon. We're happy to have you here. We are going to start with public comment on non-agenda matters. So that's anything. I'm gonna read the agenda first, just so we're all clear on what that is. And so that on the agenda will be 244 Haste Street, 2309 Parker Street, 2109 Virginia Street, and 920 Oxford Street. If you are talking about any of those, now is not the time. It will be another time after this. And we do have one person on in person, but now also online, now is the time to raise your hand, and I will call on you after. But Stephen, if you'd like to come on up and talk about non-agenda matters, you have 2 minutes.
Hey everybody, my name is Stephen Schuyler. Some of you have seen me before. I wanted to say tonight that in light of the Gilbane developer pulling out of the California Movie Theater project, that it would not surprise me if the developer at the Center Street in Oxford might not be far behind. It wouldn't surprise me, because the newspaper said that it was because the housing market had changed. That was what they said. So I would advise, my personal opinion is to exercise extreme caution moving forward when you are talking about different large housing projects. I liken it to kind of a, what I'll call, when you go to the grocery store and you get the frozen dinner and you pull it out and the picture on the outside of the box looks pretty yummy, doesn't it? And then you get it home and then you open the box and what you get inside is not as yummy as a picture on the outside, is it? So when it comes to the things that you get presented here from the planner and the developers, look at this beautiful building we want to build in town. But then, sometime later, like on Center in Oxford, it's not so beautiful because it's all fenced up and boarded up and probably will be for a very long time and make our city not look so great. And the citizens in my neighborhood, we don't appreciate it so much because the utilities there are disconnected. And if they decided to say, just like in Gilbane, hey, we're not going to do this anymore, we're going to just quit, it's going to be very expensive to disconnect or reconnect those utilities and get Center Street back in business. And they're not going to be so eager to go do that and work out the cash. And they'll probably turn to the city and say, hey, why don't you pay for it to put the utilities back? The same.
Thank you, Stephen. I know we all worry about the vacancies and something we definitely take into consideration however we can here. All right, it looks, I don't see anyone online, so I said now is your time to raise your hand if you want to talk on any non-agenda matters. Does not look like it. So then we will move on to agenda changes, which we actually will have some agenda changes tonight, and I will go over those now. So first, let me read off once again the consent calendar. We have two items, and all of those will remain as is unless we're going to get a chance to talk about those first. But I want to at least talk about the other agenda changes we have beforehand, which are for the items on the action calendar. We got some supplemental communications for both of those, and we can have staff talk more to them if we'd like. But so the first one is for item number 7A, which is Virginia 2901 Virginia Street, in which they are, the applicant is requesting a continuance of the application review. The project will be rescheduled for a future ZAB hearing date, and new public hearing notice will be sent. The ZAB does not need to take any action on this matter this evening. So this will just be being pulled fully from both the action and will not be on the consent. So we will not be doing that one today. And anyone has any questions, but I think that one's pretty straightforward. The next one is for item 7B, which is 920 Oxford Street, which was the appeal. We also got a supplemental communication for that. The appellant has removed the appeal, and I will let maybe Planner Gong, will you do an explanation of this?
Sure.
If you didn't mind.
For 920 Oxford, the appeal is being withdrawn by the appellant. The project has been redesigned to address all the comments from the appellant, and the appellant is satisfied and so requested the appeal to be withdrawn. And so staff is recommending that the ZAB remove the item from the action calendar and direct the zoning officer to approve the project as revised and issue the notice of administrative decision.
Thank you, and I can elaborate on that a little bit too. So said, what I'm suggesting is we will be removing it from the action calendar on the consent calendar. And then from there, it is getting recommended, or I guess maybe not recommended is not maybe the right word, but we are then bringing it back for the zoning officer to review the new set of plans. So that is what is happening. That is what we would be voting on. So is for that new set of plans to be reviewed. But the appellant no longer has any issue with that current set as of now, so. Is everyone clear on that? Feel free to ask questions now. Yes, Commissioner Sanderson.
So there's a new set of plan. The appeal is withdrawn. So now we're back to a zoning officer decision on a new set of plans. So why do we have to take any action?
The only action you're taking is removing it from the agenda tonight.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, that was just kind of the procedure we had talked about with staff, but it is kind of indeed, we're just kind of pushing it back to the zoning officer. So it could also possibly just be removed. I don't know. Anyways, I was going to remove it to put it into consent, if everyone's okay with that. Okay, and so now is the time to talk about, because I do want members, I know for the members of the public, I want to make sure that's clear to everyone as well. So now the items on consent will be 244 Hayes Street, and actually, let me explain consent again. Consent calendars mean that we will not be giving a full public hearing to it unless someone from the public or someone from the zoning board feels that it needs to be pulled from consent and get a full public hearing. So now is our time to talk about the consent calendar, both with the public and with the zoning board, to see if all of these items should stay on or not. So the items, once again, for the consent calendar will be the approval of the minutes from July 10th, use permit for 244 Hayes Street, use permit for 2309 Parker Street, and now the 290 Oxford Street, which is just recommending it, or pushing that back to the zoning officer to have the new plans reviewed. So I right now do not have any cards from the public. If anyone from the public, oh yes. There, yes, yeah, okay, well, looks like no members from the public here have anyone, so if you do have anything to comment on the public, so come up and fill a green card now. Looks like we do have one hand online, so we will recognize you. Let's see. All right, Seth, we are going to allow you to talk. You have 2 minutes. Let me know. All right, you should be allowed to speak.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. So we actually joined because of the 920 Oxford Street issue. Is that something I can speak to briefly?
Yes, you are welcome to. Yeah, now would be the time since it's on consent now.
Okay, so we live at 924 San Benito Road, just above 920 Oxford Street. We only in the last 2 weeks received any communications at all regarding the proposed massive expansion of this property and had no knowledge until now of what is being planned. We don't know why we weren't contacted until now, but just in the last 2 weeks, we finally received a postcard that was about this meeting. So that's why we came, once we learned about the proposal. From our understanding of the drawings regarding the proposed large roof deck in addition to the third floor, the design will substantially impact us from our home, our view, which is the primary reason we purchased this home, and would decrease its value. I understand that there are some changes to the plan, but I'm not clear on how that what those implications will be. We did email the permit office about this, but have not heard back yet. But as of now, based on what we've seen, we do object to the rooftop addition and ask that modifications be made so that neighbors aren't impacted. That's all.
Thank you, Seth. So this is kind of a unique situation here, in which, since we are not actually giving this, the only thing we're voting on tonight is that it goes, this new project that has new plans is going back to the zoning officer. We can't actually discuss or pull this from consent for a full public hearing. However, since it is going back to the planning department for further review, now is the time to contact them again and make sure that the planner will get back to you and discuss this project further, because it still is in the planning phase, and there is still time to hear your comment. It just won't be in this setting. So do we have a best person to contact for that that would make?
Yes, you can contact the planner, who is Cecilia Mariscal.
So yes, Seth, Cecilia Mariscal will be the planner in charge of that project, and she can get back to you and help you through this process so you can understand what's on the plans.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and it should be able to be online. So yes, you're totally welcome. Thank you for your comment. All right, looks like we have no other people online. Does anyone from the commission have anything to say on the consent calendar? More emotion.
I have a question on the meeting minutes.
Of course.
If there's clarification that's needed for Commissioner Choi's absence, or if it's excused or not excused, and if it would matter to clarify that on the first page.
It's on.
Well, it's on the first page that he was absent, but then if you look at the roll call, his vote, it shows him as absent, but doesn't show the other commissioner who was out as absent.
No, good catch. Staff is looking into that right now. Okay.
Okay, so the clerk who was at the meeting is not present, and also the secretary who was at the meeting is not present, so we can't verify it, but we can, what can we do? Hold that one piece out and verify it later before we record the minutes. Does it sound adequate, or?
Yeah, I would just, and this is, it is a little nitpicky, but I know that at some point in time, you have to report all of that information out.
Yes.
And it has to be done consistently.
Right.
So it might just be easier to, yeah, like, just hold the minutes, and maybe there's a change, and maybe there's not.
Okay. So maybe not vote on the minutes tonight and hold it for the next meeting? Until we clarify that?
Yeah.
Sorry? Yes? Okay. Hold on minutes.
Okay. Then we are going to be removing the action minutes of July 10th, 2025 from the consent calendar, and we'll be voting on that next time. All right. Does anyone have any more comments? If not, I'm going to make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay. Wonderful. We have a motion and we have a second for the consent calendar.
Great. So we have a motion from Chair Gaffney and a second from Commissioner Allen to approve the consent calendar. When I call your name, please state your vote. Commissioner Simon?
Yes.
Aye. Chair Gaffney?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Palmateer?
Yes.
Commissioner Allen?
Yes.
Commissioner Choi?
Yes.
Commissioner Sanderson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kashani?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Then for those projects that were on the consent calendar, you will have your use permit 14 days after the notice of decision is mailed. During those 14 days, there is that an appeal period. And then if that is not appealed, you will have your use permit. All right. It said we now have, since, let's just go over it again, we have removed 2109 Virginia from the action calendar. So that will not be getting a hearing tonight. That will be getting a hearing at a later unscheduled date. So that if you were here to speak to that, we will not be hearing that tonight. You will get a chance to. There will be new notices sent out, so you will know when the new date is. And we do not have any other information besides that. And because of that and Oxford, we have nothing on our action calendar. So we have a shorter meeting tonight. All we have is subcommittee reports now. Commissioner Thompson, would you like to take it away?
Yes, so design review committee, we met on a little while ago, and we considered 1899 Oxford. So that's the lot that's on the corner of Hearst and Oxford. It's kind of a unpaved parking lot right now, and it's got, so the project would be a seven-story, 214-unit structure that would be on that corner. And it had some pretty interesting features on it. It had some exterior balconies, and the design itself is seven stories. It's 214 units, and the units are
group living accommodation.
Yeah, they're studios, and they've got shared kitchens in them. So it's definitely like student-oriented place. Interesting design. We had a lot of comments on it, and we will be seeing it again soon.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be on its way. It was for preliminary design review, so it'll be on its way here for a use permit. We did give it a favorable recommendation. We did give some good insightful comments on kind of the exterior and how we really felt it did feel a little kind of like business office like, and you know, kind of we felt like it could show, have a little bit more less rigidity and playfulness when it came to also like the excitement going on behind it, since it is a group living accommodation. And so it'll be interesting to see what they come back with. And also the interesting thing, the bottom of it, they wanted office space and not retail, which we don't see very often. So we had some comments on that. That's all kind of I had. Yeah, Commissioner Palmateer.
With the office space, was that part of your recommendation to change the use, or?
No, we're not really, and that's not something I think even within our purview. Our comment on it was that they still made it very much look like it was a storefront and that it was retail, and that we thought that they could adjust it to make, you know, make it actually kind of feel like what was going on behind it. So yeah, I'm gonna be interested to see what they kind of do with that.
Is it a KDA project?
That was a Trachtenberg project, yeah. It was an Isaiah Stockhouse project specifically.
Has anybody toured the KDA project on Dwight in San Pablo?
No, I mean,
because it's and that's four stories, but that
is that the group living accommodation
sort of
too?
Group living. And if you get invited, can you take me?
Yeah. Yes, same. We'll figure that out. And I think, and that's just to a good point. It is obviously very helpful for all of us to be able to see what, you know, yeah, kind of what's going on inside, because that is, yeah, even though we don't talk about the inside of projects much because it isn't as much in our purview, that is obviously seeing, especially how something like a group living accommodation really functions. And that was something we did discuss within design review, is since we don't normally talk about the interior, but for group living, it did feel, it just felt more prevalent and necessary than maybe in some of your other standard housing.
Just quick question, yeah. on that touring the property, how will we go about that? Should we contact KDA for the Dwight San Pablo property?
I would start there because that's the only name that I know, and then they could pass it along or arrange something.
Yeah, and the only thing I have to say to that is make sure that if you go with anyone from ZAB, you're not affecting the Brown Act, and you can only go with two or maybe three. So you can only take Commissioner Allen. Yeah, so do be careful if you ever, you know, do that and then want, you know, make sure just we're not violating the Brown Act. Besides that, I think that'd be a wonderful thing for us to do, and yeah.
Don't invite me to.
One said that kind of being said too. I mean, now we just kind of have correspondence. Does anyone have anything else to say? I have a couple of things I'll kind of speak to after, if anyone before me wants to go. No. So I did, I know last time we kind of talked about having staff discuss kind of, there's a few kind of different items with us, and I did bring that up to Principal Planner Gong, and so she's kind of in the works. And I know Jordan Klein also reached out to me and Vice Chair Young kind of about the different information and things we want to hear. So I said I had some of those, and I've already talked to them about the ones we discussed last week. And so we'll hopefully be having some presentations within the next, I don't know, we literally just talked yesterday, so I'm sure we'll find out soon. Yeah, Commissioner Thompson.
I'm sure you guys heard this, but there was a recent article that said in the Santa Cruz area, which is somewhat similar here with us having a college town and lots of demand every semester, the income requirements for apartment rentals is $163,000 a year, was what it costs to afford a place there. They've got very challenging, vacancy, and it seems like we've got a better situation here, and I'm hoping that's because of the building that we've done. But that's a lot of money to rent an apartment per individual. This is not luxury apartment. This is just apartment rental.
Yeah, and that's one thing we discussed with staff was looking at the housing element or getting the presentation kind of what is, kind of what effect is happening and what, so that will be something that should be coming down the line, hopefully. Yeah, Commissioner Bahamutier.
In part because I was absent last meeting, would you mind saying what we're going to review?
Yeah, of course. No, of course. No, there's just three of them, and this won't be hopefully the only three. I think said Jordan Klein reaching out to us will also be an opportunity to hopefully hear more. So I'd also say beyond these three, do email me if you have anything you guys do want to see. I'm obviously happy to pass that on to staff at any time. And I think since when we do have these shorter meetings, it's always a great opportunity to do some learning. So the three that I at least talked about, as I said, the housing element, the presentation for that. And either having one here or at least telling us where to find that information. The other one was explaining the reasons behind the agenda changes since we just got a new agenda format. And then the other one we talked about was like a missing, you know, we just got a new zoning and the middle housing ordinance. And so that one, obviously staff is still kind of working through all of that, but kind of getting presentations on that or any other local legislation that's kind of come up that we want any more explanations on. So yeah, Commissioner Sanders.
I have a question. Did you mean agenda format or staff report format?
Sorry, staff report format.
Okay. As now that we've had two rounds of them, mm-hmm. The attachments are now complete. And so the stuff I was missing mm-hmm. from the first one, it's now in the attachment. Okay. I think as long as it's there, I can find it.
Okay, that's good.
I think my concerns are.
Okay, wonderful. I guess we'll leave that up to staff then, if that's something I know we talked that you might be wanting to do, but kind of up to you.
Yeah, definitely. Have a housing element annual progress report, staff report, which has a lot of information on it, which we can forward to you all to give you some information about that. And also potentially Mr. Director Klein can speak on that also to give you a little bit more of a presentation on it. I will be working with Justin Horner on the policy group to put together a middle housing presentation and coordinate with him to give that at a meeting in the near future.
Wonderful. That's so exciting to hear. Thank you so much, staff. Does anyone else have anything? That was my only announcements. And if not, I will vote to adjourn our meeting. Make a motion to adjourn, not make a vote.
Give me a second.
All right. Commissioner Khashoggi with a second.
Thank you. We have a motion from Chair Gaffney and a second from Commissioner Thompson to adjourn. When I call your name, please state your vote. Commissioner Simon?
Yes.
Chair Gaffney?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Palmateer?
Yes.
Commissioner Allen?
Yes.
Commissioner Choi?
Yes.
Vice Chair Young. Commissioner Sanderson?
Yes.
And Commissioner Khashoggi?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Thank you all. Meeting is adjourned.